Join us to navigate your awakening as we share the ancient science of transformation. Practicing this ancient wisdom will help you tune into your power and unlock your greatest potential. If you are ready to embark on your awakening and discover your soul path, then please welcome your host and transformation expert, Trinace.
Welcome to Navigating the Awakening. I am your host, Trinace. Thank you for joining me today. I greet you in the love and in the light of the Infinite Creator. I would like to begin with the internal light meditation so that we can all align our energies with the cosmos, with the universal light of Source. If you are driving or listening to this and not able to close your eyes, then please simply open your heart and allow the attention of healing to move through you. Allow each breath to relax you more and more as we go deeper. Let's begin. First breath in. Breathe out. Second breath in. Breathe out. Third breath in. Breathe out. Relax. Allow your breaths to find their natural rhythm. With each breath in, allow yourself to become centered and focused. And with each exhalation, release all tension and stress, any mental distractions or images, and allow yourself to be in this moment in meditation. Focus your attention on the center of your chest. See your internal light as it illuminates your heart, as it fills your heart with brilliant, healing, white light. Continue to see this light as it grows brighter and brighter from within your heart, removing all heavy, negative, or dark energies, and allowing your heart to be filled with peace, love, joy, and forgiveness. Continue to see this light as it grows brighter and brighter with each and every breath, as it spreads throughout your chest, moving into your lungs, filling your lungs with healing energies, removing any blockages, allowing each and every breath to be deeper, more revitalizing, more cleansing. See this light as it moves into each and every red blood cell that passes through your lungs and your heart, feeling them with life-giving energies. Seeing this blood as it travels throughout your body to every extremity, carrying healing energies with it. And now see the light as it fills your chest completely, moving up into your shoulders, down into your arms, your elbows, your forearms, your wrists, moving into your palms and fingertips, allowing for healing energies to flow through your palms, radiating out into the world and all around you. Continue to see this light as it moves up through your neck, releasing tension and stress, moving into your cheeks, your ears, your nose, your eyes, your forehead, and moving up into your crown, activating the connection with your higher self, allowing for clear communication, clear downloads. And now see the light as it moves into the diaphragm and the stomach, bringing healing to these parts of your body that allow you to assimilate your nutrients and your light energies. continue to see the light as it flows into the small intestine and the large, bringing healing to these organs of digestion. Continue to see the light as it moves into the kidneys, the liver, the gallbladder, the spleen, the pancreas, and the bladder. All of your organs, tissues, and cells are now filled with healing light, bringing you into perfect balance, perfect health, aligning you with all that is good, all that is desired. And now see this light as it moves into the colon, the uterus, the sex organs, into the parts of you that assist you with releasing all energies that no longer serve your highest good, physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. And now see the light as it passes through your hips, moving into your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, and moving into the soles of your feet. You are now filled with healing light, bringing you into perfect balance, perfect health, aligning you with the universal forces of creation, and allowing you to become harmonic within and without. Continue to see the light as it passes through the soles of your feet, turning into silver cords that move deep into Mother Earth, anchoring you and grounding you to Mother Earth, allowing for any excess energies to flow through these cords to be given to Mother Earth to use so she can recycle this energy to create something beautiful. And continue now to see the light that is within you, growing brighter and brighter as it now moves through the pores in your body. And you are now surrounded in the beautiful healing bubble of white light. Allow yourself to see all of the colors of the rainbow that are within this light, grounding you and bringing you into perfection energetically on every level, physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. Allow this light to continue to grow brighter as it moves out into the space that you are in, as it carries these beautiful colors with it, allowing anyone who comes in contact with this light to be brought into harmony, to be balanced, to be raised in vibration, to be healed. And now see the light as it passes through any walls, obstacles, very easily, as it moves into your greater environment, into the town you live in, the village, the city, continuing to spread, coming in contact with all life, bringing balance, harmony, peace, love, and joy to all those who come in contact with this light. Continue to see it as it travels throughout your entire country and now spreading throughout the world. See the light as it penetrates the earth, moving deep into Mother Earth, connecting with our subterranean family, with all beings that live within the earth, all life that exists within Mother Earth. Continue to see the light as it now spreads out into the atmosphere that we breathe until it completely surrounds our planet in healing light, dissolving and removing any energies anywhere that do not serve our highest good. And now allow this light to connect with all other lights, all other beings. Allow all of our lights to become one as we are strengthened in our love and in our light connection. And now see this energy as it passes outside of the earth, spreading throughout our universe, moving into the multiverse, until the ends of the known and unknown space. Allowing all beings who desire to connect to this light to be brought together as one, as family once again, to be raised in vibration, to be increased in love and peace and joy and good health, to allow our light to raise the vibration of all that is known and unknown, to allow us to be as one family in remembrance that we are Source, we are the light, and so it is. Thank you. Thank you, family, for sharing your light with me. Now we will begin a discussion on what Spirit is calling cosmic opportunities. Spirit wants us to become more conscious of our connection to the stars. We are called star beings for a reason. Our bodies are made of stardust. And this is why we have an astral body. And if you notice, this is the same word as astrology, the study of the stars. We are the body universe. So having a greater understanding of astrology can help you greatly in your personal life, as well as in understanding larger themes that are playing out in the world around us. Because we are simply the microcosm of the macrocosm. This is why the ancients mastered the study of the stars. They figured this out a long time ago. It is truly a science. But because the universe is ever expanding, we are ever learning more about ourselves. And this translates to a lifetime of learning. It is important to understand that the planets are simply a part of your extended being. And the phases they go through are also playing out in our own personal lives on many levels. So it is important to be aware of the opportunities that are available to you at this time, depending on where the planets are in general and where they fall in your own personal birth chart. When we align our energies with the cosmos and become in tune with the unseen parts of us, then it is easier to create balance and harmony in our lives on every level. So when a planet is within a certain constellation, they will afford us an opportunity to work on that part of our lives. And if you know what house they fall in your own birth chart, then it is even more powerful for you. As you begin to learn more, you will find that this study of astrology is profound and undeniable. It is simply the lack of knowledge and understanding that causes us not to see how we are all connected and interconnected. As these energies move through our lives, we can embrace the opportunities they bring to us and begin to work with these energies more deeply. We are all part of the sacred hoop of life. Everything is. And so life is cyclical. Everything runs in cycles. And this is true for every life form that exists. Your soul is on a journey. And as we are taught by the ancients, you have been many things and will become many more things. In the larger scheme, in the spiritual sense, we are everything already. Sometimes this concept is too difficult to understand. So we will keep it simple and think of time as being linear for now. As your spirit grows, you must experience every form of life. And you evolve. Your form becomes more and more complex. So now we are experiencing the form of the fifth element as humans. We are the combination of all the elements grouped together within our physical being. And now our work, according to the ancient wisdom teachings, is to bring harmony to this form. And that means we must bring harmony to the elements that make up who we are. This is a process, and what we have been learning up to now can help us with this process of harmonizing the elemental self. Now, we will peer into the skies and within our own being to see what opportunities are at hand for us. This information is time specific, but some planets stay in a constellation much longer than others. So some of this information will apply for many years to come, and others will be for now. But remember, these are cycles, so they will repeat. The sun is now in Pisces, which we know as the time of the cougar people. The sun is our soul energy, according to the ancients, and where it can be found in the sky is showing us a specific area of our lives that is being highlighted. This is the solar return for all cougar people, which means they will get a renewal of energy. The sun brings life energy and renewed strength to this part of the sacred hoop. It is the time to work with the medicine of the cougar. And this goes for everyone because the sun is here. Our soul is one. We are one being, and we are united through the energy of the sun. So the energy of the cougar is being emphasized at this time. If you desire to bring greater harmony to your life, then it would benefit you greatly to work with the medicine of the cougar people and to connect to the cougar that is within you. Because we are all one in the sacred hoop of life, and the cougar energy is within you. So the medicine totems of the cougar are turquoise and plantain. This is a time when you can work with these energies to revitalize and rejuvenate yourself. If you are allergic to any of the plant totems, then you can find other ways to work with these energies. You do not have to consume them. You can simply use a picture of a plant and work with the energies for healing in that way. You will find that a picture holds the same energy as the plant itself. And this is why the native people did not like to take pictures, because they capture the energy of the soul of you, the soul of plants, the soul of animals. It is all energy. Pictures are powerful, and your image is a duplicate of you. It's an energetic duplicate of you. So the same holds true for everything else. You can also work with the image of the cougar to strengthen your sovereignty and spiritual connection to the energies of the earth. Turquoise will help you bring the sky energy into your being to unite earth and sky together. This is a time when your psychic powers can be increased and you can find a better flow in your life. The water element is being highlighted at this time. You can always go back and listen to the episodes on the cougar people and the frog clan for more details on what the sun is highlighting at this time. More than anything, Spirit wants us to be aware of the movements of the universe so that we can become more aware of the movements that take place within ourselves. And so when we are aware of what is happening outside, it allows us to become more in tune with what is happening inside. And that is what we have to practice. We have to practice that more because we have become people who only look outside of us, and we have forgotten the inner self. We have forgotten that everything that is outside of us is only a reflection of what is inside of us. So the beauty of being able to look out allows us to see parts and aspects of ourselves that we have forgotten because we have been on a journey of forgetfulness. In order to be incarnated in the third dimension, in these forms, in the fifth elemental form, then part of that is a forgetting process that we are source and that everything is us. And our soul's journey is to constantly recoup our memory and bring back into our conscious minds these truths so that we begin to practice them in our daily lives. So many times astrology has been given a bad name, but if you look into the ancient cultures, you will see that every ancient culture studied astrology. And there is a reason for that, because they realized that what is happening outside of us is happening here, where we are, in some form, and it affects us. And so the more you know, the better you can navigate this reality. And that's why they devoted thousands and thousands of years, lifetimes, many, many generations of people that just lived to watch the stars and to note things down and then to watch what was happening in the society, in the world around them, and even in their own personal lives. They made records of this. And this is how we can go back and see what happened when Pluto was in Aquarius over 200 years ago. And so this is beautiful for us to be able to now take all of that information and use it for our own benefit. And so this is why Spirit wants you to not lose out on these opportunities that planets moving through different constellations give us, because when they are in a specific place, then they are working on certain things. And if you attune yourself with those energies, then it allows you to align with your life and with the cosmos. And that is our prayer, that is our desire, is to once again to become in harmony with the world, the energies of the universe around us, with the creative forces, with the elemental forces, that we all become one. And that is where we will find our power. That is where we will find our true joy in life, our true harmony. And so now we look at Venus. And Venus is in the sign of Aquarius, along with Mars at this time. So you have the opportunity to work on your relationships within and without. Aquarius holds the space of the otter people in the sacred hoop of life. So learning how to play more in your relationships is being highlighted at this time, as well as using the medicine of the otter people as a tool to awaken the passions in your life. Work through the element of the air to create more joy in your life and in your relationships. You can use this by sending someone an email or a funny text. There are many ways to tap into this otter Aquarian energy to find balance in your inner and outer life. That includes your relationships at this time. Is a beautiful way to connect to people through the element of the air. So Venus and Mars, which is very interesting because Venus is all about relationships. And they say that Venus and Mars are twin flames in some circles. So if this is true, then we will know that if they are both together in the same sign, then they are working out something. And depending on where this falls in your personal birth chart, then it will give you even more of an understanding, depending on what house it's in, where it's happening. But in general, this is going to be about relationships. And it's a beautiful time to find the joy and the peace within your relationship, within yourself and with others, within your intimate relationships, within your friendships, with your work colleagues. It's a time to bring more fun into your life. Find ways of adding this joy into your life. Venus also represents your money, your investments. It represents law. It represents many things. Mars is going to represent a lot of your power, your courage, your inner strength. So all of this can be increased through the air element right now. And so I would encourage you to use the internet at this time because you might find some very good tools. This is the way the energies of the universe are moving for you at this time for your relationship. So you might find some articles to help you. But just getting in tune with this and understanding that wherever the planets are, it's opening up an opportunity for us to work in those areas. So we will continue this discussion on cosmic opportunities next week as we will take a deeper look at more of the outer planets that will have a longer effect on your reality. And we are encouraged to always remember that what is outside is also inside. And this makes it even more important for us to tune in to these energies and to take advantage of the opportunities they are opening up for us at this time to help us continue on our soul journey. Now, after our station break, we will continue our discussion on Native Earth astrology and move into relationships within the same elemental clans, and then learn how to create a medicine wheel. We'll be right back in just a moment.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to Navigating the Awakening. Now let's pick up our discussion on relationships within the same clan. Now we have four clans and 12 different kinds of people that make up each clan. There are three groups in each one that represent all of the elements within them. So now let's talk about what kinds of relationships work best within the members of the same clan. Most of these relationships will be for work or friendships. The elements work well together in this way. But when you try to merge into deeper relationships, they tend to clash more. They don't seem to get along very well at that point. As friends or workmates, this is ideal. But there is a law within the universe called the law of polarity. And in order for you to bring forth life, you need polar opposites to come together. And for some reason, which is obviously instilled within us, we know this. And just as animals, when they come together and they begin to mate, if they cannot have offspring, then they will go their separate ways to find another mate where they can have offspring. So it's in our genetic coding that this is why we come together in intimate relationships. Now, as we grow in age and in time, we're not always looking to have offspring. But still, that law of polarity seems to play out in our lives. And it is very important that we know these laws, we know what elements we're made up of, so that we can use them to our benefit to get the most out of our relationships. So just as bringing the law of polarity into our need to come together as friends and family seems to work out very well. It's almost like attracts in that way. But then when you go into a more intimate relationship where you are now in a mating situation, then the law of polarity wants you to be opposites. And so this is very interesting. As long as this works for your desire, for your relationship, this is why it plays out. So this is very true when we get into deeper relationships within the clan, within the clan. So all of the members that make up one clan, when they are working together as friends or just working on projects together, then they work well within that clan. But when it moves into those deeper intimate relationships, then it seems like we start moving into the law of polarity. So like a magnet, the law of polarity is able to be seen and witnessed in action when using two magnets. If you try to put the same polarity together, like two positive ends, they will repel one another. But if you put two opposites together, they will attract and attract very strongly. This is also true for the elemental clans. This is why the strongest connections can be made with the polar opposites in the sacred hoop. For example, the raven and the red hawk are polar opposites, just as the snake and beaver people are. And once they find their rhythm of how to work together, they can make some of the most powerful partnerships and relationships within the sacred hoop. But they do have a lot to overcome because they are opposites. So all in all, relationships within the same clan work best as friends or workmates because they can relate to one another in many ways and they understand how each other think. But once you take the relationship to the next level, then they will begin to find fault with one another because they are too much alike. All relationships take work, and we know this, but some just flow better than others. If you go against the elemental forces, it will make it a lot more difficult. So it's best for us to learn the elements that we're made up of and how they blend and work together with other elementals. So this is a very good lesson as we continue to move forward in growing and understanding ourselves from different perspectives, different ways. This allows us to understand why we don't get along with certain people and why we get along with others very well. So now let's learn how we can use the knowledge that we have learned so far about elements and the clans to now begin to create a medicine wheel in our lives. Now I'm going to give you a list of things that are needed to create your medicine wheel. And then we will discuss the ceremonial practices that go along with it. So you will need to get a paper and or pencil and pen in order to take notes here. I'm going to give you some of the outline of some of the things you need, and then we'll talk about how to put them together to create your medicine wheel. Now, you will need sage or pure tobacco. Now, I don't know how hard it would be to find some pure tobacco, but if you have it in your vicinity, then this can also be used to purify. But where we are in most of the world, most of the world where we don't grow tobacco, we can find sage. So you also will need 35 stones. And when you choose these stones, they need to feel very powerful. Depending on the size that you want to create of your medicine wheel would depend on the size of the stones that you want to use. So, of course, if you are building the medicine wheel by yourself, then you would choose all 35 stones. But if you are building the medicine wheel with a community, with family, with friends, then you should choose the people that you want to go out with you to find these stones. And everyone should be in alignment. Before you go to choose your stones, you need to sage yourself or to use the tobacco to cleanse the energy. And you always start with the person who is initiating the medicine wheel. That means you will hold the sage. You place it either in, some people use seashells, or you can use pottery or glass bowls, however you choose. You don't want to use anything that, of course, can melt, because sage and tobacco get very hot. So you want to use natural substances to place your sage in. You can use stone bowls as well. And you want to start with a cleansing process of the self. So you will always start at your heart. You hold the sage as it's burning and smoldering at your heart. You don't want the sage or the tobacco to be in flames. You want it to smolder. So after lighting it, then you want to blow on it and create a nice smoldering smoke. It's the smoke that you want, because the smoke is multidimensional, and it will penetrate all levels of your being, all of your astral bodies, emotional body, spiritual body, mental body. It will go through your entire being, and it will help to clear the energy that is also around you and your immediate vicinity. So each person who is working together to create this medicine wheel will do that. You start at your heart, and then you will bring it up over your head, right up in front of your face, and you hold it over your head so that it's at your crown. You want to clear your crown, clear the connection that you have with Great Spirit. And then you can sage one another, where you will sage the entire body, allowing the smoke to clear the front as well as the back, and remember to get under the feet, okay? So now, when you are finding your sacred stones that you're going to use in your medicine wheel, you want to find one very special stone or a pair of antlers, horns, something of this nature, in order to go into the middle of your sacred hoop, into your medicine wheel. And you can also, if you choose not to use a larger stone or the horns or antlers, you can dig a fire pit. This is also welcome. Now, carefully, you want to select the site for your medicine wheel. The site needs to be on a fairly flat surface, and it needs to feel very powerful there. So if you douse, then that would be a great place to douse. You want to find your space. It will become a very sacred space. So you don't want to put it anywhere where a bunch of people are walking around and will be passing through your medicine wheel. You want to have it somewhere where it's out of the way, more secluded. But if you're in a place where this is more difficult, then you will need to sage and cleanse your circle each and every time before you use it, your medicine wheel, before you use it. So the size of the medicine wheel should be anywhere from 4 to 8 feet in diameter. So you can have a smaller one, or you can have a larger one. But these are generally the dimensions, 4 to 8 feet. You want to find a spot with no traffic, as we talked about, so that even if it's in a busy place in the city, you live in the city, a sacred space somewhere where it's more secluded would be best. You always want to leave offerings when you remove stones or the antlers or horns, wherever you find them. You always want to leave an offering. So the offering can be one of tobacco, it could be one of cornmeal, it could be one of the sage, something that is sacred to you, sacred to the universe. You can also leave a stone in its place, something that you cherish. So when you remove one, you can replace it with another one, or you can leave an offering from Mother Earth. You also want to construct your medicine wheel as the sun begins to rise early in the morning. So at sunrise, at the break of dawn, when you see the sun coming through the darkness, this is the best time for you to begin to construct your medicine wheel. This is the most powerful time of the day because the sun rays at this time have a lot of life force within them. And anywhere that you study in any ancient text, when they speak of the sunrise, it is always the most sacred time of the day. And that is because not only is it the sun is coming back to the earth, removing the darkness, which represents a lot of things, but it is also the fact that it comes with very powerful energies, very healing energies. And if someone is ill, this is the best time for them to be outside, is at sunrise, and to experience that energy because it moves across the earth. It moves through the earth. And it raises the vibration of everything it touches. So it's the most sacred time of the day, most powerful time of the day. And you want to remember to smudge everything. So you want to smudge the horns, the antlers, every stone that you find that you want to use, everything should be smudged. And that means that it should be passed through this smoke of the tobacco or the sage, okay? So everything should be smudged. Now that you have everything together and you have pretty much found the people that you want to build your medicine wheel with, if you are choosing to do that, because you can always do it yourself. And you can do more than one. You can do a medicine wheel that is for yourself, that you choose to have as your sacred place, be it for you, for your family, for times that you want to just go and be renewed in your strength and your energies. But medicine wheels are created to embrace your community. They are there for ceremonies. They are there to share. But if you create one that is very sacred for yourself, you can always choose to share that with others. But when you choose people to build your medicine wheel with, you want to find people who are one in alignment in their desire to be in harmony with the universe. They're living this energy. You don't want to bring people to build a medicine wheel who are struggling with addictions and things of that nature, or hardships at this time in their life. You want people who are more high vibrating to assist in creating the medicine wheel. And then you can bring people to the medicine wheel for healings that need it once it's constructed. But in the construction process, you want to find people who are in alignment with their more divine energies at this time. So once you've found this group, and within the group, it would be nice to find a person who was born within each time frame of the sacred hoop. So you have a cougar person, you have a beaver person, you have an otter person, you have a snake person. If you can do that, that would be awesome. If you can't do that, or if it's just you doing it, then you want to have the mindset of each of those people. You want to study them well, because in studying them well, you are studying yourself. And each time you make a movement that relates to those people, the people of the clans, then you want to be in the mindset of that. And we'll get into that more in a moment. Now, step one, we want to place the center stone first. This is known as the creator's eye. It will be the place of compacting power. Now, if you don't choose to use a stone, this is where you will dig your fire pit. It's the first thing you will do. So when you grab all your materials together, you don't sit them in the space where you're going to construct your medicine wheel. You set them off to the side, but they need to be near it. and you let them sit for a day or so with the intention that they will be used for the purpose of creating your medicine wheel. And again, this begins at sunrise. So you will either dig your fire pit or you will place your center stone. Now, the center stone is going to be your most powerful stone. It will be the most sacred part of the medicine wheel. So it can be the largest, or again, you can use antlers to represent all of the beings on the earth in the sacredness of all beings, of all life. Now, step two, you use four stones to represent the elemental clans. So you want to have in your mind the frog clan, the turtle clan. You want to bring their energies in, the butterfly clan, the thunderbird clan. You want to be thinking as you choose a stone that represents that elemental clan about the powers that we spoke of that the elemental clan holds. Okay? Now, these stones are placed 1 to 2 feet away from the center. And again, in the center is either your fire pit or your sacred stone or the antlers or horns. And then you're going to grab 3 stones to represent the sun, the moon, and the earth. And so that's going to give you 7 stones that will go around the center stone, and they are placed 1 to 2 feet away from the center. When you choose a stone that represents the sun, again, think of the power of your soul is what the sun represents. The moon connects us all through the waters. The earth is mother to us. So this is a very sacred ceremony of creating your medicine wheel. Now, step three, you use 4 stones to represent the 4 directions. Or the 4 spirit keepers. And we'll get into spirit keepers later on. We haven't gone over the spirit keepers because I'm saving them for later, because we're going to talk about this in more detail as we go into the ancient Egyptian astrology. But these 4 stones will represent the 4 directions, which also represent the 4 spirit keepers. They should be placed in the correct positions on the outer larger circle, which is your circle of either 4 or 8 feet in diameter, which is what we were discussing earlier. So now, once you have them in their proper direction, representing the 4 directions, now you will take 12 stones. And the 12 stones represent the 12 moons or the 12 different people, types of people that are found within the sacred hoop. And they're all born under these moons. So we take a stone, and this is the time if you have someone who was born under a certain time frame that's representing a certain people, they will take their stone and contemplate on the power of those people. So say you have someone who is of the otter people, and they will be the one to place the stone for the otter people. Now, all of these 12 stones will go around in the larger, they're making up the larger circle. And you already have your 4 positions in place for the directions. So they go in between them and you complete your circle with them. Now, step 5, you want to place pathways between the 4 quarters, which is where you put the directional points. You're going to create pathways. And these pathways lead from the center of your circle outward. And these represent the 4 directions that the spirit keepers walk in as they work in our realm to help heal and evolve humanity and all life here in this universe. So the four directions are the spirit keepers, are also the directions of the spirit keepers. Keep that in mind. So now we're creating pathways, and you will start this from the center and move outward towards your outer circle. And you should have four stones moving in each direction. So these are the pathways that we are creating from the center. And the energy moves from the inside out. Now, I want you to remember, if you've chosen to create a fire pit, remember that this is only lit for ceremonial purposes. And they are always lit, the fires, for whenever you're going to hold ceremony, they're always lit before the sun rises. And it's lit by someone who is called the fire keeper. Now, who do you think would be the best person for this? Someone from the fire clan, or the Thunderbird clan. So you want to, again, if it's just you doing this, then you are going to embody that, because that is also part of you. The energy of the fire clan is also part of you. This is a sacred fire, and the fire keeper keeps the fire burning all day. If your ceremony is in the evening, this fire is set in the morning, and it's kept burning all day until the evening, until the ceremony is over. So that is the job of the fire keeper. It is very important, very profound. Now, you do not allow people, once again, to walk through the medicine wheel all nilly-willy. This is a very sacred space. And again, if you cannot keep people from walking through your medicine wheel, then you always want to sage it, cleanse it, heal it before accessing it in any way, because people bring their energies there. Now, things you want to remember. The medicine wheel is designed to connect you to infinity and bring harmony to all of your relationships in life. So we use the medicine wheel for all kinds of ceremony, for all rites of passage. We use it to celebrate any occasion in life, be it birth to death, graduations, marriages. This is how you build your community. And you bring people together within this sacred hoop of life into your medicine wheel. Remember, everyone must be sage before entering. You always move in a clockwise direction for anything you're doing around this wheel and within this wheel. Everything that's brought to this circle, the medicine wheel, becomes sacred and is honored as a part of life, which brings all of the clans together. You can use this to empower yourself daily, step into your power by stepping into your medicine wheel. Bring your families and communities together in this way. Help others create a medicine wheel in their life as well. This is how we bring humanity together as a family in oneness. I want you to know that we all can do this. And this is why we're here, to create a better place on planet Earth. I want you to tune in next week as we discuss the power of directions and how they need to be understood to access your power and for your safety. I leave you in the love and in the light of the infinite creator. Have a beautiful week.